Descriptive Audio Tour, The Senses, Design Beyond Vision, Part 1, Getting Started. Welcome to Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian Design Museum. I'm Ellen Lupton. I helped organize the exhibition, The Senses, Design Beyond Vision. This descriptive audio tour was created especially for visitors with blindness or low vision. This tour features 24 projects to touch, smell, or here. I've just gotten off the elevator onto the third floor of the Cooper Hewitt. I'm standing in front of a monitor that explains our accessible exhibition design features. Hanging to the right of the monitor is a handset. Similar handsets are located throughout the galleries wherever a video is on view. The handsets are T-coil enabled, and every video has audio description. Under the monitor is a long horizontal label explaining how our label system works. It is located about 30 inches off the ground. Every label in the exhibition is installed at this height. On each label, the title of the project and a unique number is printed in visible text and in Braille. To learn about any object in the exhibition, download our accessible smartphone app and type in the project number. Download at cooperhewitt.org/channel/senses. Let's start the tour. In the first part of the tour, I'll bring you into the gallery and describe 6 projects. To leave the elevator area, I turn to my right, away from the sound of the monitor. I turn right again to enter the main exhibition space. The first room is about 20 feet square, with ceilings that are 10 feet high. Beyond this room, a long central gallery stretches ahead about 80 feet. Imagine a big shoebox marked into 3 long zones, one in the middle and 2 on either side. Curving room dividers lead from the central zone to the spaces on the left and right. We'll be moving in and out of these spaces on our tour, making a big loop counterclockwise through the galleries. In the first room, I turn to my left to find a small pedestal holding a plastic pump container of Ritual Cleanse hand sanitizer 0102. This custom-made product contains naturally antimicrobial essential oils, including geranium and lavender. I like cleaning my hands before entering and leaving the exhibition since there is so much here to touch. I continue past the hand cleanse station. On my left, I reach out and touch a wall that's covered with black synthetic fur. This piece is the Tactile Orchestra 0103. As I stroke it with my hands, I hear the sound of different string instruments. I can lean my whole body against it to play different sounds, and more people can make sound with me. I'm turning away from the furry wall and crossing over to the other side of the gallery, around 20 feet. Here, 6 low white pillars glow with light. The pillars are about 10 inches square and 30 inches high. This piece is called Dialect for a New Era, 0104. The top of each pillar is inscribed with a text naming a unique emotion. Here's what the first one says, quote, "The feeling for someone once loved, but no longer." Wow. This text also appears in Braille on the back of each pillar. On the right side of the pillar is a button. When I press the button, the pillar glows more brightly and a delicate scent is released. I bend down to smell it. Think about it. In daily life, we often associate a smell with a special place or person or feeling, and that smell becomes part of our memory. This piece invites us to build new memories. After exploring some of the pillars, I turn around and walk back past the pillar installation. To the left of the first pillar is a doorway. I pass through the doorway and enter one of the side galleries that runs parallel to the central hall. Curving wall dividers break up the gallery into smaller spaces. The dividers are made of metal frames woven with blue and green thread. I enter a small, curving blue space about 10 feet in diameter. Hanging from above are 150 snowballs made out of wool. This installation is called Snowstorm 0604. I reach out and touch a snowball, bringing it close and gently smelling it. The snowballs have a scent inspired by memories of winter, such as wool mittens and frozen trees. A tiny chime inside each snowball makes a delicate sound. I leave the snowstorm and turn to my left. The curving wall is now behind me. I'm facing two black wooden chairs and a large black box with a pillow on top. This project is called Seated Catalog of Feelings 0602. I sit down in one of the chairs. To my right, a headset is hanging on the wall right behind the chair. When I put on the headset, I hear a woman's voice naming a series of strange, impossible experiences, such as being inflated into a balloon animal. Vibrations are coming through the chair along my legs and back. The vibrations are designed to match the funny experience described in the headset. The piece cycles through dozens of different experiences, each with its own vibration. The text is also projected on the floor in front of me so that someone who doesn't want to use the headsets or can't hear the messages can experience the piece visually. A visitor in a wheelchair, or any visitor, can pick up the pillow and hug it for a similar experience. I walk away from the vibrating chair installation. The curving blue wall partition is on my left. I move into a brighter, more open space. I'm standing in front of a large tabletop display called Pulse Drift Ping Echo 0501. This artwork is made of hand-blown glass. In front of me, the left half of the table is covered with a big plexi box. I can't touch the objects inside. The right half of the table is open, however, presenting objects I can touch. The piece is making a beautiful sound. I listen carefully and hear delicate pinging sounds, like a cocktail party without the people. Tiny metal spheres are rolling around inside a dozen or so glass vessels. An electromagnet installed under the table is causing the little spheres to roll around and ping against the glass. To the right of the plexi box, part of the table is open and covered with textured carpet. I carefully reach out and feel pieces of hand-blown glass, which are attached with wire to the carpet. The pieces are curvy and organic. They feel like smooth, hard body parts, or the curving spines of undersea creatures. I can feel a gentle pulsation passing through the glass from beneath the table.